welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio. We'll have another update of national and world news for you coming up with ABC at the top of the hour. Namik has stepped out for a minute, so Tim and Russ here with you. And I got an email, and I've had trouble finding it, but there was just a headline, and I believe it was a national survey talking about resorts and those that, and I don't think they used the word affordable, but there was something in line with that, reasonable, affordable, talking about resorts. Yeah. And Solitude in Utah made that list. Oh. And I thought, you know, we haven't talked to Sarah Huey in a while up there. So I rang the bell, and there she is. Sarah, good to talk to you.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
We're doing great. It wouldn't surprise you, though, to know that Solitude had made a list like that, would it?
No, definitely. We keep a keen eye on our competitors' day lift tickets, for example, and make sure that we are competitive there. And, for example, we're always looking for opportunities where we can get people up here who might not otherwise be able to. This spring, we're rolling out a spring ski trio, so that's three lift tickets you can use any day after any 3 days of your choosing after March 27th. That's only $199, and that's on sale now.
Wow, that's not $199 for a day. That's $199 for 3 days.
You got it.
Wow, fantastic. And I always want to remind people that Solitude is also on the Icon Pass, and it's not just a 5 day or a 7 day, it's a seasons.
That's right. We're unlimited on the Icon Pass,
which is fantastic, of course, too. Give us an update on the conditions up there. Man, the big and little have just been pounded with snow from the past several storms, and it looks like we've got another one coming.
We have had a great season so far. We're right around 320, 325 inches of snowfall so far, so right on track for that 500 inches that is our average up here each season. This week we've had bluebird every day, and with the cold temperatures, it's keeping the groomers really nice and crisp. If that's your pace, we have got the groomers for you.
Yeah, it really is, I think, one of the better-kept secrets, and that was probably part of the reason Solitude made that list that I mentioned from the email I received. I think combined with the lift prices, though, was food and lodging. And when you say lodging, a lot of people may not know that there are rooms available right there in the base camp area.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a great, close little getaway for people who live in the Salt Lake Valley if they want to just pop up for a weekend, or if they see a powder storm coming in and they want to be first on that first chair. Spending a night up here is pretty reasonable. Our website always has a few deals going on for Icon Pass holders, or we have our fourth night free promotion that goes all season where if you pay for three nights, we'll kick in the fourth. And that's good in our hotel style accommodation as well as any of the condos that we manage.
Yeah, and I've mentioned this before, and anybody that's listened to the program for a while has heard me say it, but that little base area reminds me of almost a European setting from the resorts I've seen when I've gone there, including Chamonix.
I hear that all the time, and it is so cozy up here. I've heard people say, I just love this village and the way that it makes me feel. And it really just takes 3 or 4 minutes to walk all the way across from where the parking is. There's no driving through the village. You do have to walk. But it's just a matter of minutes, and you're on the lift, and you're ready to go.
People may find it surprising, too, if they're not an avid skier, that and we've been bragging about the fact that March is traditionally one of the snowiest months, if not the snowiest month of the year. Some of the best skiing of the year is still to come.
I think so, too. I mean, the days start getting longer. You know, it's light earlier in the morning, and it's still full daylight when our lifts stop turning at 4. And I think that a lot of local people might start dusting off their mountain bikes or looking toward the desert in March. But we just keep getting the storms one after the other. The coverage is good. You know, the back bowls have great coverage. No need to bring your rock skis in March, that's for sure. And pretty reliable powder. So plan to head up, because with those storms rolling in one after the other, you're probably going to hit a good day.
Yeah, you've got some spring fun coming up, including this Junior Regional Big Mountain competition. What's that all about?
So we have a great Big Mountain program here at Solitude. That's youth from age 11 to 18, and they train. So in contrast to a race team where they're training to go down a race course, the Big Mountain team, the whole mountain is basically their course. They are learning how to navigate snow conditions and how to sometimes find fun little jumps to jump off of, or even cliffs to drop off of, but in a safe way. Safety is always the key with the Big Mountain team. So we've got a couple of groups of youth who are up here every weekend learning about those things. And they also travel to competitions around the region. Now, this is the first season that Solitude will be hosting a junior regional, and we are excited. The kids are really looking forward to being on home turf as they compete. And unlike racing as well, where they start the stopwatch when you leave the gate and stop it when you cross the finish line, Big Mountain competition is judged. So the kids are judged on line choice, which way they decide to come down, on their control as they are skiing or snowboarding, on their technique, their fluidity, and air and style. So they got to make it look good and make it look fun. We'll be hosting that on Saturday, March 7th. It's free for the public to watch, and it'll be right up off of Eagle Ridge, so easy to see from a lot of places on the mountain. People should definitely head up and check out what these kids have got. They've got some serious chops.
Yeah, I know you're talking about safety, but nothing they do looks safe to me. I'm just saying. Some of the lines that they choose in those Big Mountain competitions, and maybe the kids aren't as crazy as the adults are, but man, it's scary stuff to me.
Well, that's where the training comes in. These free riders are well trained, and they know how to have fun and do it in a safe way, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're also known, or should be known, as a place to Nordic ski, and you've got a big spring fling coming up in, 3 weeks, I think?
I know, it's right around the corner. Saturday, March 14th is our Nordic Center Spring Fling. So just up the road from the main ski village, off the Brighton Loop, we have our Nordic Center, 20 kilometers of cross-country trails plus 10 kilometers of snowshoe trails, and the Spring Fling is their big annual event. Again, that's Saturday, March 14th this season. So there will be live music, races that anyone can participate in, food and music, like I said, and just fun celebrations of spring, people dress in costume. It's a great family event.
And then what might be one of my favorite things of any resort on any day of the time of year is the Chocolate Lovers Festival, which is the first week of April.
It is the most delicious event in the Wasatch.
No
I like
doubt.
To think. So, yeah, Saturday, April 4th. And, again, this is a free event for people who have a lift pass. You can grab a Chocolate Lover's Passport from any of the stations around the mountain. And then we have local restaurants, confectioners, bakers, different vendors that have some kind of chocolate sweet treat to offer set up at booths and tables around the hill. All you have to do is just ski up to them. You can have a sample. They stamp your passport, so you have to hit all of them, and then you enter your passport into a drawing to win prizes. That's around noon. We'll have live music in the afternoon, and then this year we're adding Chocolate After Dark in Solitude Village, which will keep the festivities going. Again, it's another round of passport-guided sampling, but for After Dark, it's chocolate-themed adult beverages and pairings beginning at 4 p.m. in the village. So, again, you can go around, maybe grab some dinner at one of our great restaurants and have a chocolate cocktail or a nice pairing with a beer and, like, a chocolate or something like that. And then there will be another raffle drawing. And the grand prize for that one at Chocolate After Dark is a 2020-21 Icon Pass.
And then, and then just so you know, Russ, they roll you off the mountain, and if you're up high enough, you come down as a giant snowball with a chocolate filling.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah, so much to talk about at Solitude. By the way, real quick, how's the adjustment to the parking situation going? Are we getting more people that are riding the buses up? I hope so.
We sure are. It's gone so well. Tim, thank you so much for asking. This was a big initiative that we rolled out this season, but we are seeing really increased bus ridership. You know, Solitude pays for all Icon Pass holders who ride the UTA ski bus throughout the Wasatch. With our tiered parking pricing, so it's cheaper the more people you have in your car, we're also seeing a higher number of skiers per car than any time in the past.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic thing. It's something that needed to happen for the sake of our canyons and for the areas that we love so much. We need to wrap it up here. Sarah, it's always great catching up with you. What's the website?
It is solitudemountain.com.
And check out that event calendar coming up. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tim. Take care. Bye-bye.
We're going to take a quick break. Nobby's back, so I think Russ is warming up his vocal tones for fish bites.
We're getting ready.
And Navi says he's got a couple of reports to pass along, so we'll do that next. Don't go away.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Men get jiggered and women roll their eyes. When we look at each other,
fish fry.
Well, you're changing. Men get stupid is what he says.
You are changing the lyrics.
I like it. Men get jiggy. Men get jiggy and women roll their eyes.
Men get jiggy and the women roll their
eyes.
Good song. That's perfect for a Valentine's Day weekend. All right, let's talk some fishing here. By the way, speaking of fishing, Faith Jolly from the Division of Wildlife Resources sent me a note the other day, and I hope we get some time to talk to her about it. They have tagged some pike. Down in
Northern Pike,
Utah Lake.
Utah Lake, yeah.
Because somebody did a little bucket biology back in 2010 and put them in there, and they have been wreaking havoc on, or I guess they're trying to find out what kind of damage they might be doing.
By the way, our listeners are going to hear this segment after this fish bites.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's coming up with Faith Jolly in just a minute. But so they have tagged some pike to try and track their behaviors and where they move.
They got inside moles. They got these spies. They're going to infiltrate the group and expose them to the public.
Yes. And so we're going to try and sort that out. But what they're asking basically is anybody that catches a tagged, little red tag on a northern pike at Utah Lake anytime in the next, I guess it's a 5-year study.
Right.
They want you to report it back and try and keep a GPS coordinate on where you may have caught it and all that information.
They're trying to ascertain where these guys are because I guess they want them out. And nobody knows who put them in there. And by the way, it's news to me. I had no idea we had northern pike at Utah Lake. And northern pike are an absolute blast, and it's a terrible thing that they put them in there, but I can see kind of why there's that temptation to do so.
But they're big feeders.
Oh, they're great. You know, they're great on all kinds of tackle. Of course, I throw flies at them, and they just tear it out of your hand. In fact, when they come up to the boat, they'll follow your fly all the way to the boat, and what you do is you stick your rod down in the water and make figure-eight shapes. And they follow it in a figure-eight pattern. I'm being serious. These guys could give a crap about your rod. They could give a crap about your boat.
That's so funny.
And then they bite it right there. You watch them just move it around, and they go round and round trying to bite it, and they get their beat on, and they hit it. And then you just throw them in the boat. Lift them up, put them in the boat.
That reminds me of telemarketers and old people.
That's a weird way to look at it. All right, so that's on our radar anyway. We'll talk to Faith more about that after the top of the hour. I just have to throw this out there, too, and I thought it'd be fun to talk about for a minute. A rural Utah lawmaker wants to amend the state constitution to specifically protect the right to hunt, fish, and otherwise take wildlife in a traditional manner. Kind of sad that we actually have to go to this point now. But Casey Snyder from Paradise has introduced this House bill, which says, subject to statutes enforcing the right. Snyder says if the legislature agrees and citizens vote to amend the basic state document in November, Utah won't be the first state to have some kind of a constitutional guarantee to be able to fish and hunt. Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, Colorado, believe it or not, even California has changed their constitutions to ensure those rights. Does that surprise you?
No. Basically, there's fear that animal rights activists are going to end it for everybody. There's that notion that's out there, and these are people just trying to get in the way of it. You know, who knows what the future holds? I don't see that coming, but there are people who are totally afraid of it, and they want to, you know, ensure that it's constitutional, our right to hunt and fish.
Said years ago, the GOP Utah legislators were worried that some outside environmental group would run a referendum locking up public lands in Utah. Lawmakers approved, as did voters, a constitutional change requiring a supermajority two-thirds vote by citizens or referendums that dealt with the use of public lands. So some people are afraid of this, and they think this will be a way to protect it constitutionally.
Well, it's not a first time. About maybe a decade ago, we had a commercial that ran in Utah that was very similar. Now, you know, as a student of history, you understand elements of propaganda, and that commercial was propaganda at a level that used all the propaganda tools that are available. And Orrin Hatch sniffed it right out, and he badmouthed that commercial, and they took it off the air. But that was the same agenda, but they used, you know, very terrible strategies to try to convince people that, you know, hunting and fishing should be protected.
Boyd Matheson, who hosts Inside Sources here on KSL at 11 o'clock during the week, has this saying that I have sort of adopted about how different factions, different sides, like to engage us in fake fights,
right,
and false choices,
yeah, right,
that then get people to sway one way or the other.
That's
for
propaganda,
their own political
by rule.
Agenda.
Correct.
Fake fights and false choices.
Fears that aren't actual.
Right.
You know, the sky is falling is a metaphor because the sky can't fall. But the notion that we got something to fear and the only thing we really have to fear is fear itself.
Is fear itself. We were doing.
He sounded British to me. He didn't sound like.
We were doing presidential quotes on the ski lift this past week. Anyway, there's some fish bites. We're out of time. We've got ABC News coming up at
what?
The top of the
hour. What? I didn't get to do my Kennedy?
No.
And I didn't get to talk about what I was going to talk about with fish bites?
No. We're done. We're done here.
Done.
But we will talk more fishing, and we'll sort out this whole pike story from Utah Lake when we check in with Faith Jolly right after the news at the top of the hour. That's next.